Hi guys, my name is Matt Christensen and I want to show you some of the improvements that we've made to the web editors in Visual Studio 2012. Let's start with HTML5. So sometimes you have a tag that you want to change to some other tag. And in this case I have a span that I want to make a div instead. In 2012 that's very easy. I can just start typing in either the opening or the closing tag and the other one will sync up and match accordingly. We also did a lot of work for HTML5 specifically. So you have full IntelliSense for all HTML5 elements and attributes, including the video. And we added snippets for all those new HTML5 elements as well. So by hitting tab, you get scaffolded a very nice and full-featured HTML5 video tag here that makes it very easy for you to get started working with HTML5. For those of you who use web forms, we have a lot of new capabilities as well. Let's add a button to our page. And I'm going to set the ID. Now what I want to do is I want to hook up the onClick event handler. That's very easy in 2012. Simply just write the onClick attribute, hit the equals, and it's now very easy for you to create a new event handler. Visual Studio opens the code behind and automatically inserts the event handler for you. Now this works for all server-side events on all server-side controls, both the ASP.NET controls, third-party controls, and your own custom controls. Now let's look at CSS. We have made a huge investment in CSS in Visual Studio 2012, and the editor itself is brand new. So we now have extra capabilities to make sure that the CSS that you write actually works in multiple browsers. Let's start with a border radius. This is a CSS3 property. By hitting tab, I invoke a snippet that automatically inserts the vendor-specific properties that I need to actually make sure that my style sheet works in all the different browsers. You can also access the vendor-specific properties directly by hitting the dash, and we can now take a look at some of the properties here. Let's use Mozilla Appearance. You see here you get full IntelliSense for all the vendor specifics. Mozilla, Opera, WebKit, and Internet Explorer is fully supported. And even if you make an error in one of the vendor-specific properties, like I do here, you see that we actually validate vendor specifics. So that makes it very easy for you, and it gives you a certainty that some of the CSS you write actually is accurate. We expanded that to include pseudo-elements as well. So we now have full IntelliSense support for pseudo-elements, and that also includes all the vendor-specific. Another big difference from earlier versions of Visual Studio to 2012 is the workflow around colors. So let's add a color. And you see we now open up a color picker for you automatically. So that makes it very easy for you to get started and select from colors, but we took it one step further. You actually get access to the full color picker where you can choose exactly the color you want very, very easily. And it even has support for the new CSS3 transparent colors. So simply slide the opacity slider to choose your level of transparency. If you want a color that you have from some other application or other website that you like and you want to include it in your own style sheet, simply use the eyedropper icon and click anywhere on your monitor or multiple monitors for that matter, and automatically the color will be transferred into your style sheet. JavaScript is another huge investment in Visual Studio 2012. The entire editor is brand new and it opens up for some new capabilities that are quite interesting. Let's take a look at jQuery. We now have full support for IntelliSense around jQuery. So that makes it very easy to see exactly how to use jQuery and the different overloaded functions that it does have. So let's find all the div elements on our page and set the HTML to some HTML. Now, have you ever wondered what the HTML function actually does? If so, it might be difficult to actually find it within jQuery. So what we can do in 2012 is that we can now say go to definition. And that brings us directly into jQuery, and we can now see what the HTML function does. So it works across files, but it also works within the same file. So for instance, here I'm in jQuery, and I hit F12 to go to definition, and it takes me directly to that reference. So that was a very brief overview of the new features and improvements of the web editors in Visual Studio 2012. Thanks for watching.